Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I got too carried away in singing, and I thought my voice was okay, and all of a sudden there it just tripped. Excuse me just for a minute. Okay. Yasmin Yato Yarhi Yena Cha Yasya Yasmad Yasmai Yata Yad Uta Yas Tu Apara Paro Va Pava Koroti Vikaroti Pritak Svabhava Sanchoditas Tad Akilam Bhavata Swarupam Yasmin Yato Yariena Chayasya Yasmad Yasmin Yato Yariena Chayasya Yasmad Yasma Yata Yaduta Yastva Para Parova Bhava Karoti Vikaroti Pritaksva Bhava Sancho Titastat Akilam Bhavatasva Rupam Yasmin Yato Yariena Chayasya Yasma Yasma Yata Yad Uta Yastva Para Parova Bhava Karoti Vikaroti Pritaksva Bhava Sancho Titastat Akilam Bhavata Svarupam Yasmin Yato Yariena Chayasya Yasmad Yasma Yata Yat Uta Yastva Para Parova Bhava Karoti Vikaroti Pritaksva Bhava Sancho Titasta Rakilam Bhavatasva Rupam Oh, thank you. Smin yato yariena chaya yasya milsma Yasma yata yaduta yasva para parova Bhava karoti vikaroti pritaksva bhava He's Sasta ikilam tausvarupam. Matajis. Yasmin yato yariyena chaya yasyasma. Yasmin yato yariyena chaya yasyasma. Yasmin yato yariyena chaya yasyasma. Tastar akilam bhavatas vadupam. Yasmin, in any condition of life, yata, because of anything, yarhi, at any time, past, present, or future, yena, by something, cha, also, yasya, in relationship with anyone, yasmat, from any causal representative. Yasmai, unto anyone, without discrimination, in regard to place, person, or time. Yata, in any manner. Yat, whatever it may be. Yuta, certainly, ya, anyone, who, to, but, aparaha, the other, paraha, the supreme, va, or, bhavaha, being, karoti, does, vikaroti, changes, pritak, separate, svabhavaha, nature, under the influence of different modes of material nature, sanchoditaha, being influenced, tat, that, akilam, all, bhavataha, of your lordship, sarupam, animated from your different energies. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, everyone in this material world is under the modes of material nature, being influenced by goodness, passion, and ignorance. Everyone, from the greatest personality, Lord Brahma, down to the small ant, works under the influence of these modes. Therefore, everyone in this material world is influenced by your energy, the cause for which they work, the place where they work, the time when they work, the matter due to which they work, the goal of life they have considered final, and the process for obtaining this goal. All are nothing but manifestations of your energy. Indeed, since the energy and the energetic are identical, all of them are but manifestations of you. We don't have much time, so we'll just go on to the purport. Whether one thinks himself protected by his parents, by the government, by some place, or by some other cause, everything is due to the various potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything that is done, whether in the higher, middle, or lower planetary systems, is due to the supervision or control of the Supreme Lord. It is therefore said, Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deho Papataye. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul within the core of everyone's heart, gives inspirations for actions according to one's mentality. All of these mentalities are merely facilities for given by Krishna to the person acting. Bhagavad Gita therefore says, Matasmitir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. Everyone works according to the inspiration given by the Supersoul. Because everyone has a different goal of life, everyone acts differently, as guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Yasmin Yato Yarhi Yena Cha Yasya Yasmat indicate that all activities, whatever they may be, are but different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of them are created by the living entity and fulfilled by the mercy of the Lord. Although all such activities are non-different from the Lord nonetheless directs Sarva Dharmam Prityajamam Ekam Saranam Vaja. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. End of quote. When we accept this direction from the Lord, we can actually become happy. As long as we work according to our material senses, we are in material life. But as soon as we act according to the real transcendental direction of the Lord, our position is spiritual. The activities of bhakti, devotional service, are directly under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Narada Pancharatra states, Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam Tatparatvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. When one gives up materially designated position and works directly under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's spiritual life is revived. This is described as Svarupena Avashtiti, being situated in one's original constitutional position. This is the real description of mukti, or liberation from material bondage. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we are continuing here in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to pacify the Supreme Lord. And this purport is similar to many other ones that we've read in terms of how Prahlad Maharaj is requesting the Lord to be pacified by glorification of his attributes and his qualities. So here we're seeing that Krishna, he's the cause of all causes, and Prahlad Maharaj is stating that in his particular prayer very elaborately. Here he says the cause for which they work, the place where they work, the time when they work, the matter due to which they work, and the goal of life they have considered final. All these processes and these goals, they're actually there by the mercy of the Lord. Although the living entity doesn't realize that we're under this control of the three modes of material nature. But the purpose of these prayers, and of course the Srimad Bhagavatam, is that we have to understand that Krishna is everything, Sarvam Kalividam Brahma, that Krishna is everything, and without Krishna there's nothing, absolutely nothing. Even in the Bhagavad Gita it's just stated, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam, that Krishna, everything emanates from him. whatever we see, whatever we do, as Prahlad Maharaj is stating in this particular prayer, Krishna is the source of everything. Although the living entity is bewildered, we're bewildered by this understanding due to our ahankar, our bodily attachment, and we see everything according to our body, as Prabhupada saying in the purport, that the living entities, according to their nature, they're acting, and there's so many different ways that living entities are acting, unlimitedly, but they're all mixed up in the three modes of material nature. But Krishna, he's the energy and the energetic. The example is giving like heat and cold, shitoshna. Sita means like cold, winter. Ushna means like warm or summer. So Krishna, he's like everything, shitoshna. He's heat and cold. Although they're separate, heat and cold are different. But Prabhupada gives the example of if you find a perfect electrician, one who's very expert, he can take that source, electricity, and he can make heat or cold. It's like you have a heater in the winter, and then you have cold in the ice box. But the source is one, which is electricity. So Krishna, he's that source, whether there's so-called a duality, heat and cold, personal and impersonal. Krishna is the origin of all these activities. So God is one and his energy is one, and Prahlad Maharaj is trying to explain this particular understanding so that we, whatever our position is, whatever we think we are or what we're doing, that God is the source of it, and Krishna of course. So here it says karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papataye, that super soul within the core of everyone's heart, he gives inspiration to act. And Papa describes that verse, mato smitir gyanam apahonam cha. He's in the soul, in the heart I should say, by our soul, and he's giving us the understanding of how to remember him, to forget him. So even though that's like heat and cold, you can remember him or you can forget him, and Krishna will give you that intelligence. So that means that Krishna, he's the ultimate control. So we are in the hands of Krishna. If he sanctions something, it will actually happen and it will be possible. If he doesn't sanction something, then we know that it won't happen. So with this knowledge, if one can understand this type of knowledge, then why is it that we don't surrender? Even though Krishna is saying that he'll protect us, sarva dharmam parityajamam ekam saranam bhaja aham tvam sarva papevya moksha ikshami masa chaha, as Prabhupada quotes in this verse. And what is the reason? And Prabhupada has so many times told us that the reason is because we're actually in a disease condition. And because of this disease condition, we are being subjected to birth and death constantly into so many different bodies, so many different forms according to the modes of material nature. And these things, this birth and death, it comes about by sinful activity. And Prahlad Maharaj is showing us this in his prayers, what the conditioned soul actually goes through. And because of these sinful activities, we're being forced to take so many different types of bodies, so many different kinds of mentalities. And Krishna goes, says in the Bhagavad Gita, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. Ahankara vimudhatma, ahankar, this bodily platform of life, makes us vimudhatma, the greatest fool. We're such fools. And we see that by this foolish nature, we commit so many atrocities, so many bad decisions we make in life, which continues on this string of sinful activity. And from this, we take birth after birth after birth and suffer in each situation. But the foolish person, he's thinking, well, I'm in control. He's thinking, I have so much money, and all this money is mine. I have so much power and fame. I have family, friends. But Prabhupada states that at any moment, at any time, this can be taken away. If Krishna so desires, he'll take it away. And at any moment, it can be extracted. And according to our activity, for instance, if one is very rich and he's acquired his money by so many cheating methods, treating everyone like an animal, like a dog, then eventually after he leaves this world, he'll become a dog himself or a hog. As Prabhupada says, dogs, hogs. Why is this? You know, why use these particular terms, these kind of terms which are very difficult to accept? Because the guru, the spiritual master, and the Supreme Lord, they're trying to awaken the conditioned soul, trying to help the conditioned soul understand his real position. And as long as we're attached to this material world and our activities, thinking that we're in control, day after day, there's so much suffering and distress because of this attachment, because of this desire. And this is another disease we want to control. Prabhupada says it's ridiculous, just like if there is a servant and the servant wants to become the master. How ridiculous is this? And we think this is actually really funny. If you're simply a servant and you go to a big man's house and you see a servant, and the servant is trying to become the master, you would think that this is almost strange. How can someone be so misunderstanding? So this is our condition. We somehow have come to some position of thinking that we're in control, that we're the masters of our body, you know, of our activities. But in reality, at any moment, this can be taken away. So we are nothing. We actually have nothing. Our only attribute is that we have the opportunity to serve. This is our real position. We are actually servants of the Supreme Lord. And until we come to that position of understanding this, we are going to be subject to birth, death, old age, and disease in so many different kinds of bodies. So really, there's no education or training about the eternal soul. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he went to school, and his father put him in school, and he asked him, "What have you learned today?" And when Prahlad Maharaj stated things about the Supreme Lord, immediately became enraged. And that's the same situation in the world today. If you're a devotee and someone says, "Well, what are you doing in Krishna consciousness?" Well, you may say, "I'm sewing a dress for Krishna," or "I'm cleaning the brass, I'm polishing the brass," or "I'm sweeping Krishna's temple," or "I'm cooking for Krishna." Someone may look at you, even your own family members, and they'll think, "What a fool. You're such a young person. How can you be such a fool that you actually just want to sweep the floor in the temple and you want to just chant Hare Krishna?" And this is the illusion of the material world. They're thinking real education means how to become somehow manipulative and taking advantage of this energy and trying to control it. And if you don't do that, then you're considered to be a dropout out of society. And actually, this is real education. Prabhupada gives the example of like how these great PhDs and those that have such big education, high education, but still, when you have a discussion with them or you sit down with them, they're eating meat, drinking alcohol, smoking. And it's disgusting, practically disgusting. Like if you're in a room and somebody lights up a cigarette and you smell that smoke, immediately you want to find out who is smoking. And when you see that person that's smoking, you're thinking in your mind, how can somebody smoke? It's disgusting. It smells horrible. You can't breathe, and he's breathing fire, and he can catch cancer, and he can die, but still, this so-called educated man, he's smoking a cigarette, or he's eating the flesh of a cow. So, what is this education in the material world? The education that they're receiving is simply how to kill living entities, how to abuse the body, and how to abuse others. So Chanyika Pandit has made a very nice statement. He said, Matrivat paradareshu paradvareshu lostabat atmavat sarvabhuteshu yat prayot pasyati sadpanditaha. What is a pandit? Chanyika Pandit has stated this nice verse to give us an explanation of what is a pandit, a real saintly person. What does it mean? So Chanyika Pandit says that a pandit is one who has learned how to see all women except his wife as mother. And this is real education. And we see that in society today because that education is not there. There's so much abuse, so much nasty activities going on because everyone is trained from youth how to become take advantage of women and utilizing them for their sense gratification. But they're not being trained how to see everyone except for your wife as mother. And if one was trained in this way, then we see that society would produce such wonderful children and we wouldn't have all of these difficulties. We can see that every year there's tens of thousands of people being murdered due to this misconception of the bodily platform of life. It's simply there for their own sense gratification. And this is going on rampantly throughout society. So Chanyika Pandit says that until society sees that everyone besides one's wife, every woman is one's mother. And then also Papa Chanyika Pandit says, para-dravyeshu. Para-dravyeshu means that we see someone else's property as garbage in the street. A real pundit may even see jewels laying on the ground and he'll bypass them, knowing that they're like garbage in the street. And we can see that this moral education was given there, there would be so much less destruction and fighting in the world, less fighting amongst country and country, brother and brother. There would be none of this fighting, none of this would be going on because there would be a moral instruction that everyone else's property is like garbage. And we find so many difficulties in society because of envy and anger and lamentation. And all these things come about because of no moral education, wanting something that someone else has for one's own sense gratification. And we can see this is rampant in society. And then atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu means creating pain for other living entity. Prabhupada said if one is pinched, if you pinch yourself, you feel that pain. Now, if you feel that pain, why would we want to give that pain to another living entity? Why would we want to have pain put upon someone? Just like Prabhupada said, if you feel pain when your throat is being cut, why would you want to cut another animal's throat? Why would you want to do that? So we have these so-called educated men in society, and they're sitting and eating flesh, just like I was flying on the airplane back from India, and the person next to me had a steak. It was this big, thick piece of steak with gravy and potatoes, and I was looking at it, and I was saying, this is so disgusting. And, you know, and this person looked like an educated man. He wasn't like some, you know, derelict. He was an educated person, so-called. But still, he's sitting there just munching away at this piece of dead meat. And so how do you say this is educated man? What does education mean? causing pain, inflicting pain on another living entity with no regard, absolutely no regard. It was horrible to see this person doing this. I was so disgusted. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't go anywhere. You're stuck in a seatbelt next to a person, and they're like this close to you. And he's drinking alcohol, huh? Well, this was the coach. He was eating it right there. So, you know, doesn't matter where you are. But the point being is that they consider themselves to be educated. So Prahlad Maharaj is trying to dispel this misconception of so-called educated so-called people. They're simply animalistic. Ahankara vimudatma. They're the biggest fools. And this education, so what? One may acquire this education, one may get some bank account, but one cannot take the bank account with you. You must stay back. So you may act so big and so strong and powerful, but in the end, you have to leave that. You cannot take one penny with you. Nothing. Nothing. You cannot take anything. And you may cheat, steal, cause pain upon living entities. What is your future? Your future is simply that you'll become some animal. That's the future. So is this education? No, this is not education. Real education means that one understands how to serve Krishna. So that person who's sweeping Krishna's floor, who's polishing Krishna's artik paraphernalia, that person is the real educated person. That's real education, because that education will save one for eternity. For eternality, one will be happy and blissful. This is real education. So Prahlad Maharaj is trying to dispel this misconception. In the Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojita Janana Yasya Vairagyam Gyanam Charat Ahitukam. Stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when we perform this devotional service unto the transcendental Lord Krishna, there's two things that happen. We become detached. We actually become detached from this ahankar, this bali platform of life. And this is extremely important, because this ahankar is what creates so many difficulties for us. That in this verse we see people are thinking that they're just somebody. And they actually believe that they have some control. But in reality, it's only by the mercy of the Lord. If Krishna doesn't want it to happen, it won't happen. And one other aspect of that is that we'll develop causeless knowledge. It is truly causeless. It's not that we kind of came into Krishna consciousness really thinking that we're going to be the smartest whip in the world, or like to say, the sharpest tool in the shed. But we simply wanted just to serve. But just because of that service attitude, by serving Krishna, we develop real knowledge. And we have a clear understanding. What is the real goal of life? What is the essence of what we're doing? And by continuing this process of Krishna consciousness, it becomes more and more developed. But the process is to be continued. We cannot stop. It's not that you go to a certain point and then just you'll become a self-realized soul. Brahma Bhuta. Prabhupada says the Brahma Bhuta stage, the liberated stage, is the beginning of spiritual life. When you achieve this Brahma Bhuta platform, that is just the beginning of our spiritual life. So it must go on, it must continue. And by this activity, we can become more and more self-realized, and we can see that Krishna will be the cause of everything. I was reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and when Sanatana Goswami met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first question was, where am I from? Like, who am I? And why am I suffering so much all the time? I don't want to suffer, but why am I suffering? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that your disease, first of all, you're a rascal. And your disease is that the reason that you're suffering is because you're a servant. That's number one. And you don't realize it because you're trying to become a master. So that is your disease. And this is what the rascals are teaching us out in the material world. All these rascals, they're teaching us that, no, you're not servant. You're the master of your destiny. And work hard, cheat people, hurt people, steal from people. Do whatever you have to do because you're a master. And this is the education that everyone's getting in the material world. And we see it when young devotees come to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes you try to give them good instruction. And they're looking at you and they're saying, like, hey, you old geezer, what do you think? You think you know? What? You don't know what's going on. You don't really know what's happening. Let me tell you what's really happening, what the real story is. And because that's what we're thinking. We're thinking, you know, that we're like the masters, that we don't think we're servant. A servant of what? We don't want this education. But this is what Prahlad Maharaj is actually really telling us. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami. Now, if you read the history of Sanatan Goswami, he was in charge of a whole kingdom. A super rich person, wealthy beyond comparison, boatload of coin, gold coin, boatload. And his wealth was renowned and his intelligence was unsurpassed. He was expert. But then when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, why am I suffering? I go, who am I? I don't even know who I am. And this is what qualifications does this person have? And so all of a sudden I come in here and I'm 22, 23 years old. I'm 30 years old and I'm going to tell you what's happening. What is our qualification? This is arrogance. We think we're the masters. But we should come into Krishna consciousness with a humble state of mind. And then we can learn what the science of Krishna consciousness is about. And even if we achieve this liberated position of Brahma Bhuta, still, what are we talking? Who do we think we are? That's just the beginning of spiritual life. That's when we begin to understand how to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these prayers by Prahlad Maharaj, they're so powerful. And when I was reading through them, there was such an awakening because when you take a look at who we are and where we come from, which we should never forget, where do we come from? Not too long ago, we were like that person that was next to me eating a big old steak and, trying to drink a little bit of beer or some wine. This is what we were just not too long ago. And we were thinking about it and desiring it. We were thinking this was real life. This was my goal. To do that, to be able to eat good and drink and be merry. And Prahlad Maharaj, in these prayers, he dispels that illusion. And he says to us, Ahankara Mudhatma, we're the biggest fools that ever existed. And we should wake up and become saintly, become a pandit. Don't abuse women. See them as your mother, except for your wife. Don't create problems for other living entities by causing pain and suffering. There's also mental pain. It's not just physical. It's also mental pain. Don't cause pain, mental pain to other living entities, or to speak of killing living entities. And then, of course, not to want someone else's property. Hanker for it, be envious, jealous, and want someone's position or their property. This is illusion. This creates nothing but sinful activity and offenses. So let's be very sincere in our endeavor to become devotees and understand what it means to be a devotee or a pandit. Savayapum shamparodamo yato bhaktir hokshija haituki apratiya yakam supersidati. That the real occupation, the supreme occupation for all humanity, all mankind, is to develop transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Lord. But such service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to satisfy the self. So this is what we need to do, is become unmotivated for our sense gratification. And don't interrupt it by becoming illusioned. And then we'll be happy. Well, you can tell where I'm at today. So sorry. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.